Friends, Peggy Hall here from thehealthyamerican.org. A question that comes to mind that we're going to be answering is, how did we get in this fix? How is it that we have gotten so far away from our freedoms, our rights, our individual liberty? How could there be so many gullible people that are so easily bamboozled, hoodwinked, and duped? You know, I was going to show you the book I showed you a few days ago on my channel called Food for Freedom by Dr. Will Tuttle. And he talks about this concept of gullibility as so destructive because it promotes deception. And that got me thinking about revisiting this question: how did we get in this fix? Now, I would love to hear from you in a comment what you think has paved the way for we as Americans and each of us as individuals. Well, not me and not you, but those who fell for it, those who fall for everything, hook, line, and sinker. How does that happen? Is it a matter of intelligence, of education, of upbringing? Is it a spiritual discernment? Oh, I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Before I do, let me tell you another important piece of information from the sponsor of this show. And we are going to hop on over to dermal1.com/Peggy. This information is for those of you who would like to look on the outside as you feel on the inside. And that means that if you want to look younger, you know, that used to be a luxury that was only for the rich and famous, people who had access to those costly professional treatments. So basically, the rich and famous could stay ageless, but there's a game-changing discovery that's finally leveling the playing field as more and more women are learning to turn back their body's aging switch. Yes, that's absolutely right. According to experts, it's not only possible to slow down the appearance of aging, but most women can do it themselves. Here you see this surgeon out of Beverly Hills, and he has discovered a technique that you can do at home that will help you turn back the visible signs of aging, if that's something that you're interested in. And you can do this without having to engage in any professional treatments, any creams, any lifestyle changes. So what you can do is go to dermal1.com/Peggy, watch this free tutorial that's been viewed by tens of thousands of women. And for the most part, they are experiencing quite extraordinary results. The most common effects that women seem to notice by following this simple protocol are firmer feeling skin, fewer visible wrinkles, and thicker looking hair, and increased energy as well. That said, everybody's body reacts differently, so your results may depend on a variety of factors. You will need to repeat this technique and ritual daily in order to see its full effect. So if you are one of the people who is interested in looking significantly younger without the cost and hassle of seeing a professional, this is worth trying out at home. Go to dermal1.com/Peggy. I will also have a link for you in the description box below. Friends, the question is, how did we get into this fix? How is it that so many people over these years have been so easily bamboozled, duped, and hoodwinked? How is it that they fall for the headlines, hook, line, and sinker? Now, I started The Healthy American back in 2020, because I was astonished that people thought the governor could tell them to stay home. They thought that the governor had the authority to tell them to put on a suffocation device, to close their businesses, to not drive on the roads. And my husband and I were looking at each other going, how could people be falling for this? How is it that people aren't even asking questions? If I'm told to do something, I normally don't say, okay. I normally say, why? Why do I have to do that? Where's the authority? Where's the law? But remember, they had their phrases, the public serpents had their phrase saying, follow the science. We're following the science. Well, our country doesn't have any legal authority for you to follow the science. We have laws, and you're supposed to be following the law. I actually called out the Board of Supervisors, Don Wagner, because he kept saying, we're following the science. We're following the science. It was as if someone had given him that phrase to say, and he repeated it over and over again. And when it was my turn to take the podium to give my 30-second remark, they used to give us 3 minutes, then 2 minutes, then a minute. It basically went to 30 seconds. I said, Don, you don't have any burden to follow or any requirement to follow the science. You have been elected to follow the law. And I've done a lot of videos here on my YouTube channel about my interactions with the Board of Stupid Advisors. That's how some people pronounce it. So this following the science was one way of duping people into believing that whatever the scientists said, whatever the medical professionals said, that's what you were supposed to do. So many people also were confused in the authority that the federal government doesn't have over state actions and state rights. Every state is basically its own political unit. And the governor of the state has been elected to uphold the laws and to budget for the laws that the legislature passes. So the governor doesn't create law. The governor does not make laws. The governor cannot just say something and it becomes this edict that you have to follow. Yet so many people went along with that. So I spent many years educating people on the fact that no governor can make a law. No president can make a law. No president has the authority to tell you what to do with your personal behavior. No governor, no mayor, no health officer has the authority to tell you what to do with your personal behavior. If that were the case, then the health officer would just issue orders that you have to get 8 hours of sleep and you have to drink 8 glasses of water and you can no longer eat junk food. The fact is they want you to eat junk food and they want you to be on their medications because they want you to be just sick enough to kind of hobble along, but not strong and vibrant enough to fight back. So no president has any authority to tell you what to do. No president has any authority to tell the state what to do. So I know my smart, sophisticated, savvy, healthy Americans understand that when Trump was in office, he had no authority to require anyone to become a human pincushion. He has no authority to do that. Now, you may say that under his executive leadership that he has departments and agencies, and he does. There is the Health and Human Services, and they were the ones that were issuing these requirements and these fake mandates, because a mandate can only come from a court, from a judge, in accordance with the law. A president cannot make a law. A president cannot tell a state what to do. So when people were criticizing Trump for shutting down the United States, and I know you're going to tell me about all these other laws and so forth, none of that matters. The fact is that each state is its own political unit. The Gavinator in California shut down the state. Whitmer in Michigan shut down the state. Each of these governors, certainly acting in accordance with the puppet masters telling them what to do, they were the ones that through their health departments gave these orders, which many of us didn't follow because they were illegitimate. And even if they were legitimate, I wouldn't have followed them because I have a right to breathe oxygen, to keep my business open. I have a free right to travel and assemble and go to church and all these things that the governors and others were now putting the wheels into motion to stop that. So here's the question. How is it that I saw through it? How is it that you saw through it? But how is it that your cousins and your friends and your coworkers and your neighbors and maybe even your spouse in certain cases, your children, your grown children, your siblings, cousins, and so forth, how is it that they didn't see through it? Well, I'm going to give you that answer. We're in this fix number one, I would say, because people have given away their responsibility to others. Whether they grew up that way, thinking that the government was going to take care of them, whether they experienced that through legitimate help from the government, somehow they gave away their individual responsibility to take care of themselves. They wanted the governor to tell them what to do. They wanted the president to tell them what to do. They wanted the health officer and their doctor and their employer and the clerk at Trader Joe's to tell them what to do. They abdicated their own responsibility. Why? We go to the next level of why. Well, they're either lazy, that I think a lot of people fall into that bucket. They're incompetent. They're unable to make those choices for themselves. or they just went along with it because they didn't bother to think. And that falls into that laziness category. So I think that's a huge reason why people went along with it. They simply want someone else to be responsible for their well-being. You know, no one else is responsible for your well-being unless you legitimately need help from others to, you know, survive in life. And certainly our animals are dependent on us, minors or even older people that are unable to function without our help. Absolutely, we're going to help them. But your doctor is not in charge of your health and certainly not responsible for your health. The government is certainly not responsible for your health or your actions or your choices. You are. So I think that's the first reason. People don't want to be responsible for themselves. The second reason we're in this fix is because people are obsessed with the news. They listen to the news. They believe the news. They are so hypnotized. They're, you know, I hate to use the word brainwashed because it's just one of those words that is tossed out there. I would say that their minds are manipulated and they are under a spell from the, well, I don't want to call them transcasters, from the spell casters who are casting a spell, right? That's why these actors, these performers are being cast in a role for the TV programming to program you. And there's so much more we could talk about the black box and the black screen and how black screens are a way of mesmerizing and entrancing people. I have never liked watching TV. Even as a child, I would see like my parents, you know, watching a sitcom and I'd be thinking, this is so depressing. And it's not like they were glued to the TV, but the TV would be on in the background and maybe my mom was watching Jeopardy or something like that. And I just could never enjoy having the TV on. As a young adult, when I was in college, never had a TV. When I was out on my own, I never bought a TV. I don't care for TV. Now, with the advent of social media, of course, everything is on YouTube. And I see the headlines. They, you know, roll past me. People are emailing me things. Even in my own email, links will show up with headlines and so forth. So I am not uninformed, but I certainly am not obsessed. And I certainly don't sit down and watch TV because I don't even have a TV to watch. So I would say that is a huge factor. And maybe, you know, I don't know if these are, I'm ranking them in order, but certainly not willing to be responsible for yourself and giving over your intellectual knowledge and source of information to the TV, to the news. I mean, that is like a double whammy. So definitely that is one of the reasons we are in this fix. A third reason we're in this fix is, I think, an overall pessimism that people have. There are people who live their lives and all they do is complain. And now I'm going to complain about the complainers. I definitely see the irony in that. But there are people where you can be talking about a very pleasant topic and suddenly they have to interject the most horrifying story that I don't want to hear. I don't want to be exposed to these views, or, you know, I don't want to be exposed to these stories. I don't want to be exposed to these images. Why are you telling me these horrific things that I never even asked you to share? People are so connected to the negative, to the pessimistic. It's almost like they were cheering on the numbers. They wanted there to be more numbers. It seems strange, but I actually noticed that in people, that they were almost disappointed when, I don't believe any of those numbers that we were told, but when they were seeing, you know, the numbers rise and fall, it's almost like, oh, they were betting on a sports team or something. So this addiction to negativity and life is hard and bad, and of course these things are going to happen, it seemed like people were excited that they were a part of a, how do we call it? A planned demic. It's like they were excited to be a part of history. So that, I think, is another reason why we were in this fix, that people were glomming to the negative, and what you focus on, it grows. All right, I'll give you another one and I'd love to hear yours. There definitely is a lack of spiritual foundation or belief in this country. And For those who are a person of faith, you may agree with what I'm about to say, and that is we have turned away from God's laws. We have turned away from God. And when we are no longer living in accordance with these spiritual laws ordained by God, then we're going to have some problems. Now, I'm not a person who can speak on that very eloquently, but I do have a healthy American and a personal friend who is a pastor, Pastor Kenneth Kemble from KPAC Bible Church. I've shared his YouTube channel on this channel before because he's what you would call an old-fashioned preacher. That may not be for everybody. I know there are people that go to the modern Christian non-denominational churches, and if you feel that you are being spiritually nourished there with the rock concerts and the flashing lights and all of the worldly things that they bring in, that is between you and God. But for those of you that would like some good old-fashioned preaching with a pastor who wears a suit and tie and sings old-fashioned hymns and reads right from the Bible, then I think you would resonate with what Pastor Kemble has to say. He also, I just kind of put it delicately, he does not follow the Scofield Bible when it comes to doctrines related to God's people. I'll just put it that way. In fact, what I would like for you to do is to hear from Pastor Kemble himself. He is going to be our guest speaker in tomorrow's live webinar. And if you can't make it live, it's recorded for you. The webinar is a private webinar for all of those who have donated to the Healthy American. For anyone who is a paid subscriber over at Substack, I want to thank you for supporting me. And for anyone who belongs to the peggyhall.tv private website, which is basically a vault where all of my videos are and the ads are removed. And so you can see all of my Facebook posts and videos that I did over the years, and everything that I ever recorded is there at peggyhall.tv. So I want to thank you for your financial support. And one of the ways I do that is through our private webinar. Everything is recorded. We've been doing this for going on 2 years. And so you can go back and watch the previous episodes. We've had interviews with Dr. Sam Bailey. We've had Dr. Amanda Vollmer. These are very sophisticated, well-spoken individuals who are truth seekers and stand for freedom. They're the real deal. I've had some healthy Americans. I had Nurse Michelle. I had a fellow who worked for the California Department of Public Health come and talk about how he retired because he was tired of putting up with the hogwash there. And then there are some of our webinars where it is me, along with my husband, Pastor David, and we take your questions. We often will have a theme that we will dive into. And all of that is available for those of you that are paid subscribers. So that is the last Saturday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific. I want to thank all of you who have supported me all of these years. I literally could not do this work without you. Those who are sending me a financial gift in the mail, that is Peggy Hall, 205 Avenida Del Mar. That's a post office box, which is 681 and San Clemente, California, 92674. With my top corresponder, Rhonda, we send out thank you notes to all of you because it's so important that we keep that pen pal relationship going. One of these days, our technology and emails might go down, so make sure that we can stay in touch also via snail mail. All right, friends, thanks so much for being on board. I can't wait to read your comments about why we are in the fix that we're in. And then, of course, we want to find some remedies for that as well. All right, I'll see you back here. I'm here Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific, and always at the Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. See you soon, everybody.